Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, when you get to my site, don't forget to check out our Brain Trust members, including the position of Joshua Feinberg on our Brain Trust, because he's got a very important position there. He's one of our very valued members of our Brain Trust. Joshua is an internationally recognized small business technology expert. You've heard him on the show many times talking about these things. He's the author of What Your Computer Consultant Doesn't Want You to Know, and he's here to talk to us about some things that are very important to us getting our new year kicked off. Joshua, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Josh, the business that you're in, and by the way, folks, many of you have seen Josh's byline around the country, around the world, in various publications. I know, Josh, you've written about a lot of different things, but today you're not really here to talk about technology as much as you are to help us understand some of your thoughts on how to make sure that we not only take care of the customers that we have, but that we upgrade our level of customers, right?
Yeah, that's extremely important. Most of what we do here at Computer Consulting 101 is work with the technology providers and the technology firms that service small businesses. We're looking forward to another great year here, but we've really found that over time there's five secrets to getting better clients for basically not just technology providers, not just business-to-business service providers, but anyone that's dependent on repeat business, long-term client loyalty, and long-term client relationships.
Well, you know, We look around our houses and we realize that things get dated. We want new stuff. We look around and we want a fresh coat of paint, or we see that our yard isn't doing as well and we want to spruce it up a little bit, or we see the car is the paint's oxidizing a little bit, so we take it and get a wax job. But we don't always think about things like our customers in that way, do we?
No, not at all. Not at all. What happens a lot of times is people get so busy in the day-to-day routine of running their business that a lot of times they don't think about the big picture. And you can look at all the statistics of how few business owners overall have business plans or even any kind of marketing plan. And we usually tell people the first place to start is, if you have nothing else, at least have one piece of paper that's some kind of big to-do list of all the marketing and promotional activities that you do, and then just go back and put dates on it. But it's very, very important if you want to get better clients, if you want to upgrade the amount of revenue that you have from customers, that you start by really tightening up your focus and really spend a lot more time precisely marketing your business to those that are most likely to buy, as opposed to just trying to reach out to every person in your market. See, the problem a lot of times is people define their prospect as way too broad, like they're going after small business in general, which doesn't really resonate a lot of times with prospects.
Well, that's right. And, you know, another thing that we do is we take those people for granted. Not only do we assume that they're going to, if they've come to us once, that they'll come back again, but we assume that their lives are running in perfect parallel with our lives, and with their goals and objectives of their company are running perfectly parallel with ours. And that's a really dangerous assumption, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the five secrets, too, is you really have to understand what problems your customers are really trying to solve. Not what you think they're trying to solve, but what they're really trying to solve. Because you want to make sure that everything that you're talking about and all your marketing and advertising messaging is hitting their hot buttons. And it usually is as simple with your existing customers of asking them a one-question survey. Hey, what's the biggest problem that you're currently having with whatever product or service you provide? And they'll tell you, and after you ask 100 or 200 people, you had some really, really strong insight as to the reasons they come to you. And then, obviously, once you've done that with customers, you want to be able to do that with prospects also.
Well, exactly. And you know, another thing, if you have a hard time maybe focusing on a particular area to ask them about, one of the things that I've done, Josh, is I just say, what keeps you up at night? What wakes you up? And now that you're going to get a much broader response, and it may not be something that you know that is an answer that you can work with. But I'll tell you what, if you try hard enough, I think you'll find that you might be surprised how close that answer is to something you can help them with.
And a lot of times you may discover that it's something that's not directly related to what you provide, but it's screaming for you to go out and do some kind of joint venture or partnership with that related business. You can deliver that as well and maybe get another front-end source of leads.
Or that you could say, you know what, I got a friend who does what you're talking about. Why don't you let me have him call you? And now you've become a hero because you didn't try to sell him anything. You just made a friend.
Yep. You made a customer. There's a lot of businesses that function really where it's a big part of it being a resource person. Like, for example, a lot of CPAs take on that role where they know the best person in town for financing, the best insurance person, the best attorney, and they become huge, huge. A lot of technology providers are like that to a certain degree also. People ask them for advice on cell phones and cable modems and PDAs and interactive TV services and things that don't necessarily have to do with the networks that you purchase from them, but just that people perceive that they are resource people on everything related to technology.
I've got a local guy like that. That whenever I need some esoteric little wrinkle taken care of, for some reason he always knows where to go on the web and get some freeware for that.
Yeah, just fix their brains.
Absolutely. You know, Josh, I bet you found that in the 21st century, as I have, that taking care of customers is more about making sure that they feel secure in doing business with you. They feel like they're getting what they need from you and that they can count on you for a number of different things, not just to sell them what you have to sell, more so than selling something. Have you found that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to stay really, really close to your customers.
The relationship.
Do all kinds of follow-up. All kinds of follow-up and customer satisfaction surveys. You really need to know and study what it takes to turn a one-time customer into a long-term client. And I use the term, you don't want to use the term interchangeably. A customer is really a one-shot deal, transaction-oriented purchase. It's a cherry-picking, tire-kicker type of customer. What you want to turn them into is repeat customers or clients, and a client is all about the relationship. And what that helps with tremendously also with a lot of small businesses, especially startups, is where you're a little squeamish about investing in marketing and advertising. Once you really understand your customer acquisition costs, your client acquisition costs, you'll know how critical it is to be able to amortize down that number by having more revenue coming in on each customer. And also, that gets back to the whole idea of understanding the lifetime value is of that client. And we talk a lot about that at Computer Consulting 101.
Right. Give us your website, Josh.
computerconsulting101.com, and your listeners can actually go there and get a free hour of training on finding more clients and getting better clients.
Wow. Thank you for that. Computer, say it again.
computerconsulting101.com.
Stand by, 20 after. We'll be right back with Josh Feinberg. You're in an awful fix. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're visiting with our good friend Joshua Feinberg, the author of What Your Computer Consultant Doesn't Want You to Know. And Josh, tell us where that book is available, please.
That's available from PCSupportTips.com, PCSupportTips, PCSupportTips.com. You can get an immediately downloadable version of that in ebook
really?
Format.
Yeah. All right.
It's also available on Amazon.
101 money saving secrets of expensive techies. And it's a great book, folks. It'll help you out. And when you can't get your hands on your techie, this is a good book to have at your table. Okay, Josh, we're actually talking, folks, about how to do a better job of getting and maintaining a higher level of customer and making sure that you take care of the customers that you have. You don't take them for granted, that you make sure you continually perform maintenance on the relationship between you and your existing customers. Josh, why don't you tick through those 5 points that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, there's basically 5 secrets to getting better clients in 2005, and we talk a lot about this here at Computer Consulting 101. At computerconsulting101.com, you can actually get a full hour of training on that. But if it starts with tightening up your focus so you can more precisely market your business to those most likely to buy. So tightening up your focus so you can more precisely market your business to those most likely to buy, not just everyone, but the people that are your strongest prospects. Number two is better qualifying your prospects so you can work more efficiently on your sales cycle. You really have to ask yourself, can you do business effectively with anyone that calls or anyone that walks through the door? Usually the answer is not. So you want to write down your five or six criteria of what makes a great client on a little 3x5 card to remind yourself of that all the time. Mm-hmm. Keep it in front of you, and that'll help you with the next step, with step number three, which is qualifying. You really want to take time to think through how your whole sales cycle should go and think about the qualifying questions that you need to be asking to make sure the people are on the right track, which brings us to the next step. Step three is taking time to really think through your sales cycle and how you're going to move qualified prospects through it more efficiently. And there's a couple things that go into supporting that a little better. Do you need more testimonials? Do you need more case studies? Because remember, the whole idea that what you say in your sales message comes across as suspect, to really ooze credibility and get people over the fence, one of the strongest things that you can do is have a big binder full of testimonials mm-hmm. or case studies that talk about your past success stories. Another way to get people through your sales cycle quicker a lot of times is having a stronger performance guarantee, a satisfaction guarantee, or a money-back guarantee, something along those lines. And also consider if it's appropriate to offer some kind of free trial or free sample that'll get people to wet their feet a little better, or if you have some kind of service offering some kind of free seminar, because that can be a very, very effective way of demonstrating and sampling what your business is all about. Step number four is understanding what the problems are that your customers are really trying to solve, not your perception of them. And step number five is knowing what it takes to turn a one-time customer into a long-term client.
I want to go back to number one for a minute, and you talk about focus. And one of the biggest mistakes I think small business owners make of all stripes is they get the idea that the world is their oyster. They think that that everybody that walks around out there is a prospect for them. And the truth is that not only are they not, thank God that they're not, because we couldn't serve all those people if we tried. And when we understand that that's a fact, we have to realize that we don't need everybody to be successful, do we? We don't need all the people out there in the phone book to do business with us to be successful. So let's focus on the people who are the most likely to need what we have.
You know, one of the biggest mistaken notions that we see with computer consultants, and a lot of business-to-business service providers fall into the same trap, anyone in accounting or finance or legal that does any kind of marketing, is they think that small business is a niche, when in reality, small business just qualifies as a size. So it's very, very difficult to come up with an advertising message, marketing message that resonates with attention small business owner. It's a lot easier if you're marketing to ask someone who owns an insurance agency, for example. Ask them if they consider themselves the owner of a property and casualty agency or a small business owner. 95 out of 100 of them are going to tell you they own an insurance agency that they don't own. They know it's a small business, but they resonate with their industry the same way someone that's a partner in a small law firm knows that they're a partner in a small law firm. So they may not necessarily identify with something that's generic and broad-stroked as just reaching out to small business. It's a lot easier when you're designing any kind of campaign, sending out postcards, sending out letters, placing any kind of display ads, if you think about hitting them right between the eyes with attention, attorneys in the greater San Diego area. Learn the five mistakes that almost every law firm is making with their technology. Mm. Boom, it hits them right between the eyes. And it's not trying to say, gee, we fix computer viruses.
Right. Well, you know, another thing that you mentioned about building some kind of a strong value proposition, the guarantee and all that sort of thing. When I was a consultant, I didn't provide guarantees because I couldn't. But what I did offer was exclusivity. I've told anyone that I worked with that as long as I worked for them, I would not work for another person in their industry. And that wasn't a huge offer by me. It was somewhat of an offer, but it was a big deal to them. They liked having that kind of getting that kind of value from me, and basically it cost them nothing.
Yeah, what you really have to do is evaluate how well that fits into your business model. For a lot mm-hmm. of customers, if you're looking to build, let's say you have a consulting practice and you really only need 10 or 15 or 20 really good solid clients, that can work, but you also need to evaluate whether your business model can support that and what kind of financial commitment they're going to give you in return.
Right, and the point wasn't so much that that's what people should do, but that people like getting that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Like the guarantee.
Value. Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Josh, thank you for joining us today. Give us your website again, please.
Always my pleasure. Your listeners can get more information at computerconsulting101.com. They can get a free hour of training on these topics at computerconsulting101.com.
Thank you for that, too. Thanks, Joshua. Next time, see you next time. Quick break, 29 after, right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.